Some people just don't get sports.
Sounds like you have mental problems.
And honestly, we just don't get them.
Exactly.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Up next, the Hannah Montana Marathon.
Yes!
And for all you fans, the Miley Cyrus Tour is coming.
Ah! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! You're watching Hannah Montana?
Well, yeah, to make fun of it. I mean, look how stupid she is with her clothes and her makeup and that fabulous hair. Will you help me?
All right, fine.
Let's do this!
Get paid!
It's a party in Southwest Florida! What's going on, everybody? I am Craig Sheeman, along with Pete Shepherd. Chris is gone. He's actually at Pete's Stomping Grounds, Boston. Rick Church on the other side of the glass, spinning the stacks of wax.
Thank you.
Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. Glad you could be with us here on a Friday as we get you into a Father's Day weekend. And, of course, we are broadcasting live at Backstreet Sports Bar and Grill, 47th Terrace in the Cape. Come on by. We're here till 6. Got a little giveaway here at Stretch Labs coming up in a little bit as well. Harry Caray scheduled for the bottom of the hour. U.S. Open going on. We're all coming here to console Pete for the Celtics. No. Good run. Good run. Came up a bit short against the Warriors.
So. I don't need consoling. Disappointed, obviously. Disappointed. And, again, you can only go by. I didn't think the turnover situation could get worse. It did.
It did.
It went from 18 to 22 or 23, depending on who you believe.
Oh.
Only 20 points off of those turnovers, but just absolutely awful. The way they definitely ran out of gas, and you credit Golden State, but the unforced turnovers that they had in this series and all the losses. Then you go back to game four. They're up by five with a little around 5 minutes to go. They had that game, and they gave it away. They could have had a 3-1, could have, would have, should have, but didn't. But the turnovers did this team in. Tatum, Brown, Marcus last night, Smart, again, combined for 13 of the 23.
Ouch.
Cannot happen. Cannot happen. It's amazing they only scored 20 points off of that, those turnovers. But they were abysmal the last couple of games in not protecting the basketball. So there's some soul searching that has to be done, some tweaking that has to be done. Jason Tatum has got to realize he cannot dribble between three people all the time, or if any, and needs to know when to pop up inside the paint and shoot and not go for the layup every time. He can still be aggressive. He threw up an air ball last night for a layup at one point, an air ball. So congratulations to the Warriors, Golden State, and Steph. Outstanding series, MVP.
All right.
There they are.
There you have it. All right. Coming up, we'll get into the latest news of Deshaun Watson, the U.S. Open. Your phone calls. You want to talk about the NBA Finals, the Stanley Cup Final, resuming tomorrow, 239-337-ESPN. 239-337-3776. But right now, at 9 minutes of change past the hour, it's time for a SportsCenter rundown, ladies and gentlemen. Here's me.
This SportsCenter rundown brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Bonita Springs and Mercedes-Benz of Naples. They've joined forces to bring you twice the selection and twice the service. Stop in and see us today or shop online and we'll deliver to your home. mbbonitasprings.com or mbnaples.com.
Joel Dahmen, who? He's the leader of the U.S. Open, minus five through nine holes. He has a one-stroke lead, three others at four under. And Phil Mickelson packed his bags early today, 11 over, missed the cut. In fact, I think the cut's going to be plus four. And Deshaun Watson news, apparently there may be an unprecedented suspension in the works being negotiated between the NFL and the Players Association. Maybe up to 2 years, according to some reports, maybe negotiated down to 1 year for the suspension. But that Mary Kay Cabot was all over that today, suggesting that the Players Association would fight that strongly if it were 2 years, maybe even 1 year. They're going to appeal anyway. But that's the latest going on. Of course, Stanley Cup Final resuming tomorrow. Tampa and Colorado, game two tomorrow night.
Joel Dahmen from Washington area, Washington State area, 34 years old, leading right now. Played one season for the Huskies after a strong high school career. He won a pair of 3A state titles at Clarkston Washington High School. Turned pro in 2010. Worked his way through the McKenzie Tour PGA Tour Canada, and also the PGA Tour Latin America, and the Web.com Tour. Now the and during the status on the PGA Tour, he's also a cancer survivor. He broke through for his first PGA Tour win last year in Punta Cana in the Dominican. And he also owns a pair of PGA Tour Canada victories. It's a great story.
Yeah. We'll be keeping an eye on that all day, watching him. All right, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776 is the number. Raider Mike, are you standing by?
What's up, Craig?
What's going on? How are you? Are you still shirtless hanging around the bay in your oceanfront property?
Petey, did you watch Hustle?
I will get to it this week. I didn't get a chance. I got caught up doing some other things, so I did not. But I'm looking forward to it. I've heard mostly good things.
What's that?
Have you finished the Peaky Blinders?
Did I finish what?
Peaky Blinders?
Oh, no, I didn't start. I haven't started. I've only seen the first two seasons. I got to catch up. And I know it's a great series. I have not. I haven't watched. I'm a couple seasons behind.
It's so wow. I mean, Pete, I'm giving you some good stuff here, man. You got to.
Oh no, I know it's good. I've seen the. I know it's good. Trust me, I know it's a great series.
They wrapped it up like so. More Unsopranos. They killed it. Killer ending. Unbelievable. Right. I love it.
No spoiler alert.
Maverick was fantastic. I took my daughter, made her watch Top Gun.
That was good.
A lot of good stuff out there. Now I'm going to pile on Cleveland.
Okay, go ahead.
Are they the stupidest franchise in the history of sports? You guarantee a guy with all those counts coming at him?
Well, they had to know. They had to know it was coming with the way they gave him the $1 million up front, and then the rest of the contract in year two. So they must have known this.
Exactly. I don't understand that. I mean, that's self-inflicted wounds, not some mop that came out of nowhere like my team had to deal with last year. And Gruden is muscling up. He's winning every case. He's won in Nevada Supreme Court. The dirt's going to come out. Here's what I predict. That scumbag Goodell, he's going to be gone by the end of next year. Can't wait for that.
I don't know. He seems invincible. I don't know.
It all depends. All this discovery, Raider Mike, it's going to come out in some of these trials. The Gruen thing may have nothing else to do with. But it's going to be interesting to see what is actually allowed. Because I think there's about freaking 100,000 stories in these emails. God only knows. We're just scratching the surface here.
That's what I'm talking about, Pete. Boy, is that going to be fodder for your cannons. You two are going to just have a heyday with that.
Yeah, we might. We'll be paying attention. There's no doubt.
Oh, I know. I've listened to you since the Genesis 5 years ago.
That's right.
So anyway, I love the show, boys.
All right.
My pointer is I'm going to go see Jurassic with my kid on Monday.
I saw it, and I liked it. I think it's worth seeing. Some people mixed reviews about it. I liked it. Did I love it? No, but it's worth seeing. It's worth seeing. I think.
I've seen everyone, Pete. Love you. Love the show.
All right.
Happy Father's Day. All right, Raider Mike. Happy Father's Day, man. Appreciate it. 239-337-ESPN. 239-337-3776. Look, just to follow up on it, if it goes down like this and he gets a year, and it could be 2 years, the Browns knew this. They gave up assets to get Deshaun Watson. They structured his contract in a way that he asked to only have $1 million in year one in case he's suspended. So they knew that this was a possibility. They're not stunned right now. It's a huge disappointment for the other. I feel bad for the other 53 guys on the roster. I feel bad for the coaching staff. I mean, they're 6 weeks away from camp, and they get ready to start a season with a good roster, and they may get the boom put on them with the suspension if this comes through.
And I've said this before. What about the people that work there? What about the women that work there?
Yeah, there's that.
I mean, that is to walk in there every day. Dee Haslam is the principal managing and principal partner.
She had to approve this signing.
She did. And I'm wondering, Paul DePodesta, the chief strategy officer, guys like that, Andrew Berry, their GM.
Yeah.
What are these guys thinking during all this stuff? You think they all agree in one room? Yeah, this is the best thing we need to do, D, is get Deshaun Watson here, knowing damn well that he might be suspended for a year.
Well,
man, when I'm going to be a fly on the wall with that initial meeting.
Well, juxtapose that situation with the fact that they are running a team that is always a laughingstock, that is always beaten down, that Cleveland is begging for a winner, and they thought, what's the quickest way for us to get a Pro Bowl quarterback and fixer? Oh, Deshaun Watson. So they overlooked all that stuff. But that's exactly what was going on. They weighed that, and they're like, well,
and kicked Baker to the curb.
And kicked Baker Mayfield to the curb.
Kicked Baker to the curb, a guy who gave blood and guts to you, played hurt probably when he shouldn't have.
And a perfect personality, I think, for that city. Blue-collar guy.
Yep. I'm just wondering. The Texans have texted in, too, about it in the past. I'm just wondering now what kind of support he has from his teammates. That's all. I'm wondering. What is that going to look like? Seeming like more and more that he's going to be the guy, unless he flips in the bird and says, I'm not playing for you. You guys screwed me. You can find me all you want. I'll just sit out.
Do you think that's automatic, or do you think they just go Jacoby Brissett?
Oh, I think we're a ways away. I'm just pointing out different possibilities. I don't know. Is he going to pass up $18 million? I don't know.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, Jacoby Brissett. Yeah, that's what you come down to.
Yeah. Yeah, that's tough.
I just, you know, if you're a female employee, especially working in that front office, how do you go in there every day and look at D. Haslam in the face? You know?
I mean,
how do you do it?
Yeah. Well, that's also a slippery slope over the past in the NFL. You could go in there and look at a lot of players that maybe have had domestic situations.
Well, you know, the same thing. I mean, Tyreek Hill. I mean, to get no suspension after what he did allegedly in Kansas, including, you know, well, we know that the child's arm was broken. We know that. That's a fact.
Right, right.
So.
Well.
But.
In other news.
Could be 6 weeks before we hear anything. That's the frustrating part. It just keeps going on and on and on.
Yeah. It seems like they're going to try and get it done before camp. But, it's going to be the appeal process. Can you imagine if you're the Browns? Let's say the hammer comes down in July. And then they're going through the appeal process. I mean, who's taking the first snap at camp in July? You know, with this, do you waste your time with Deshaun Watson knowing he's not going to be there? Or do you give Jacoby Brissett and Josh Dobbs all the snaps? I don't know, man.
No, exactly.
It's messed up. It is messed up.
It is. By the way, couple things. Darn it, hang on. This is breaking. This is bad news for the LA Angels. Anthony Rendon's season is over. Second consecutive season ending with surgery for Rendon to repair his right wrist early next week. He's a real good player. He's got power. And that's a sad situation for the Angels. The other thing, though, if I may pivot to college football a little bit.
Yes.
Video game football.
Oh.
This is huge.
What?
EA Sports, finally, EA Sports is back on track for a July 23rd release of its college football game. The game development is in its full swing. The launch goal remains the summer of 2023. Still, besides the FIFA soccer game, and Matt, this is one of the great games. So get this. So according to a memo last year, each school's guarantee, which they're going to get, is determined by their tier, based on AP top 25 finishes over a 10-year period. So each school from EA Sports, like for Tier 1, you get $104,900. If you're Tier 2, you get $62,900. If you're Tier 3, $41,900. And Tier 4, $10,000. So Indiana, $10,400.
Oh, you can't be competitive with that.
Well, but it's extra money.
Yeah.
It's extra money just for using your logo.
I got you.
That game was so much fun back in the day when I'd get it every year. And that, I would pick the worst. I mean, of course, I was a Hurricanes for a little. But then I used to pick what I thought was like the worst team. You know, you pick like a San Jose State.
Yeah.
And you try to you try to coach your team. And
how bad did the U beat those teams?
Well, it depends. I mean, I didn't. Sometimes I'd simulate them and just let the computer play it out. But when I played, I was pretty good. So I could take a real crappy team at a hard level and do fairly well, but it's fun. I mean, the bands on. I mean, the music was so good, and the fans and different stadiums, and that was really, really well done.
Wow,
a lot of fun. You could play, you could be Indiana.
Yeah, that could be cool. That'd be good. So that's coming out next summer, 2023.
Yes.
Okay.
Summer of like a year from now.
Okay. All right. Very good. That's something to look forward to. What else we got going on here? Just some quick NFL headlines for your favorite teams. Some Cowboys news. Mike McCarthy, he's fined $100,000 and stripped of an OTA for workouts that included too much contact. Ron Rivera and the Commanders, he is fined $100,000 and they're stripped of two OTAs. Lovie Smith is fined $50,000 and he had too hard of a one-on-one drill.
Guys were slow getting up, and that's why I don't understand it. I mean, everybody is watching these camps. Everybody. You cannot get away with this stuff anymore. Not only that, you're putting your team in danger.
Yeah.
You got 11-on-11 drills with you know, helmets and maybe shells, and guys are slow getting up. I don't get it. I know back in my day, I know we did 2 and 3 time a days back in the day in the 70s, 60s, and 70s.
Yeah.
But, you know, times have changed a little bit. You can't get away with it.
No.
You're going to get caught.
Yep. And three did. Speaking of Jerry Jones and the Cowboys, he was asked about Sean Payton. Everybody, Mike McCarthy's got to be on the hottest seat in football. He's got an 11-12 win team from last year.
12 wins last
year. Dak Prescott's going to be good.
Lost to San Francisco, though.
Yeah, and the minute he gets fired, everybody's going to want Sean Payton to jump in there. He says, look, Sean Payton should not be part of the conversation piece for the Cowboy job right now. He says it's not even a thing. People are just whipping it up out of air. I don't know if you believe it or not, but that's the latest there.
Oh, that's the thing. I'm trying to picture Dak Prescott, you know, becoming like Lamar Jackson.
And what
maybe
way?
Not that. Well, because you've heard McCarthy say they're going to have Dak Prescott run the ball more.
We're going to run more.
Why? Why?
I don't know. Get him hurt again. And finally, Patrick Mahomes was asked about Tyreek Hill's podcast last week where he said Tua was more accurate and how the Chiefs struggled without Tyreek Hill on the field and how they underused him in Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes says, hey, we're all good. I love Tyreek Hill before. I love him now. I hung out with him at the F1 race in Miami. I don't think there's any problem. I think he was just trying to get some clicks for his brand new podcast. It's a good attitude to have. Good attitude to have.
And the other blurb to it, the Atlanta Braves finally lost after 14. Cubs nipped them today 1-0 at Wrigley. So there goes that.
Yeah. Now, all right. Very good. All right. I have a giveaway, according to Rick Church, and then Harry Carey will be calling in. We, first of all, have a special half-price deal up on ESPNSWFL.com this week. It's from Stretch Labs in Naples. They offer one-on-one stretches customized to your physical needs. Get a stretch session for half off at ESPNSWFL.com. And keep listening to win a free stretch right now. Caller number 9. By the way, you can stop by Golf Galaxy at Gulf Coast Town Center on Saturday and see how they work and how it can improve your golf swing,
yep,
for example. But we're going to give away a free session with Stretch Lab in Naples right now. Caller number 9, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Harry Carey next. It's a Friday. We're at Backstreet.
Otis is in the house.
Otis is right in front of me.
Otis, order, if you want your sandwich now or whatever you want on the menu, just order it. I got it.
He won the bet. Celtics and Warriors. That's what's going on here. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
You clearly don't know who you're talking to, so let me clue you in.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Say my name.
Good Friday afternoon, everybody. I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Rick Church back at the studio spinning the stacks of wax in for Chris, who's out for a long weekend.
Wow.
And we are here at Backstreet Sports Bar and Grill. And this is a happening fun place. I love coming here.
I love this place.
It's a great
vibe. I love the Cape in general. There's so many awesome places, but I really love it here. They take such good care of us. Again, Kate, the manager, is fantastic, along with Kristen's behind the bar. Cody and Kara are taking care of everybody on the floor, doing a great job. So Make sure you overtip.
Yeah, overtip. That's a good idea. Detroit Pizza was caller number 9 for our Stretch Lab in Naples. Congratulations. Real quick, we got Harry. So Otis, what was your bet with Otis? Was it just
Otis,
the Celtics
just
Warriors?
He said, I said the Celtics in 7. He said they'd win in 6. So obviously, he won.
All right.
So I just offered it to him. He's got a sandwich. And I'm disappointed in Otis.
What? Why?
Very disappointed.
Why?
I said, pick anything on the menu.
Yeah, what
so he asked the lovely Cody over here for her recommendation. What's her favorite sandwich? And she's a beautiful little peanut.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And she says a BLT. And he goes, okay. I go, BLT? I mean, and I've had the BLT here, and it's delicious. There's nothing wrong with a BLT.
Wow.
But I wanted him to go exotic. Go get the most expensive thing on the menu. I got you. Whatever you need.
There you go.
Goes BLT. All right. Whatever floats your boat. I was ready to go big.
Go big or go home.
That's it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. I believe the Cubs won today.
They did. 1-0.
It is time to welcome Harry Carey to the program. Harry, welcome. How are you?
Harry.
Hey, guys. How's it going on a Friday afternoon?
It's going pretty good up here in the Cape, man.
Where are you?
Oh, I'm in an undisclosed location north of Yosepa Island in someplace north of Yosepa Island for a little get together with some friends.
Man, you always go to these exotic places. You always have a boat at your disposal. You're like big time, man. Everybody wants to be you.
Well, the best thing about not having a boat is having friends with a boat.
Exactly.
You seem to have that down.
Throw some gas and some beers at them, and then you're good to go.
So I was wondering, the final call today, the Cubs ending the Braves' 14-game winning streak. Were you excited? Did it move?
That's right. Well, heck, every day that I wake up, the Cubs win. So I'm glad we got to put them stinky Braves. I like the movie Moneyball. You know that?
Yes.
The Oakland A's having that winning streak. I want them to keep that. I like that movie. I think Brad Pitt, he was a heck of a GM. I want him to keep that streak intact.
He was. Yes, he was a good GM.
Yes, he was. Oh. So
hey,
what
Pete,
the... Yes.
I want to give my condolences on the Celtics. I know how it is to have your team get to a championship and lose several times in a row. So I got to give my condolences.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I appreciate that. It's been a tough 3 years for me. You know what? I had the Celtics lose at home.
Oh, that's horrible. It's tough for you.
I had the Bruins lose at home in Game 7 in St. Louis. The Red Sox last year losing to Houston in the ALCS.
That's a shame. I mean, you're always in it.
I did have the Patriots losing to Philadelphia. Then they beat the Rams. Red Sox won the World Series in 2018. But, I feel a little, I'm a little parched. I'm a little parched for a title.
Oh, well, the bleeding hearts around the world feel for you, Pete. I can tell you what, Tom Brady can kiss my butt. And I'll tell you, I hope you go thirsty for another decade.
I'm right there with you.
I got my finger and my thumb going together. The smallest violin in the world playing my heartbeat.
Well, Harry, you cannot win when you turn the ball over. Forget 16, 17, 18 times. 23 times. Forget it. What I'm amazed at is they only scored 20 points off of that.
That's right. Heck, I think the Celtics gave it to them. That's too many turnovers. I'm going to have to agree with you, Pete. That's why... I'm holding out for Game 7. I hope maybe the Celtics can pull it out. That's why I'm going to go Celtics, 142, Golden State, 62.
Go put some money on that somewhere.
I'm taking the over all day. I think it's going to be a scoring bonanza out there by the bay.
I think you might be right.
What
about the Stanley Cup tomorrow?
Yeah, the Tampa Bay Lightning tomorrow night. Throw the shekels on the Lightning to bounce back.
Oh, I'm with you on that, Pete. Heck, coming about my whole house. I actually finally just paid off the debt that I had from going all in on your Michigan bet from last college football season. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to put it all in the Tampa Bay Lightning.
All right. Hey, I was go ahead.
Oh, fire away, Pete.
No, you go. I was going to say, you know, every time I watch a Jurassic Park movie, I went to see the new one. I thought it's worth seeing. At the special effects, I think your boys will love it if you haven't seen it yet. I think they will love it. They got the perfect audience for that. But every time I see your friend Jeff Goldblum out there, I think about, you know, the great conversations you've had over the years with Dr. Ian Malcolm.
That's right. Hey, Chris.
He's in Boston.
Chris is in Boston, actually.
He's at a wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Oh, well, who wants to be in Boston? That's a somber time. Well, let me. How about this? Hey, Red.
Yeah, Harry. Hello. I answered the phone, remember?
Oh, he's not there. He can't even be there.
Oh, sorry. I have the wrong button pushed. I'm here. Oh. Harry, I answered the phone, man. I mean.
Well, we're on the phone now, Rick. I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Rick, what's your favorite planet? Mine's the sun.
I don't think the sun is a planet, technically, Harry. I don't mean to steal your thunder.
When that thing bursts out, we're all going to be dead.
You know,
I think, hey, Rick.
My favorite planet is Venus because I like the song.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm a big fan of Uranus, but in other news, hey, Rick.
Yes, Harry.
We all know that the moon is not made of green cheese. But what if it were made of barbecue spare ribs? Would you eat it then?
Yeah. Hell yeah. I'd be all over the moon.
I would.
Fuck, I would too.
Yeah.
I am second. Then I'd wash it down with a nice ice cool Budweiser.
Yes. Many.
Speaking of that, hey, Craig.
Hey, what's going on, Harry?
I have a question for you.
Yeah,
if
yeah, sure.
Hot dog and you were starving. Would you eat yourself?
I'm going to have to – I'll ponder that over the weekend. That's pretty deep. If I'm starving, probably.
Heck, I would too. I'm smelling myself a brown mustard and relish. I mean, so delicious.
Yeah. Yeah, that does sound good, especially with a nice beer. Or in your case, a Budweiser.
Exactly. Brat. Wash it down with a nice ice-cool Budweiser.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Yes.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, Harry. I'm still here, man.
Have you seen Top Gun yet or what?
I have not seen Top Gun.
What the heck are you waiting for, Rick? We gave you the recommendations. We told you it's not as cheesy. What are you holding out on us for?
I'm waiting for the video release.
Oh.
Right. Well, you ain't supposed to come out on VHS. That's
yes,
that's
right.
A bold strategy, Rick. We'll see how it works.
Betamax.
Out for you.
Betamax, yeah.
Betamax. They might be coming back. I like Betamax because they don't take up the shelf space of a VHS.
Right. The cassette's a little smaller.
Betamax on a shelf than a VHS. Yeah.
Are you going to see Jurassic World Dominion?
I probably will. Probably not this weekend because I'm. Probably going to have about 7,000 bourbons out here with my friends at the event in Boca in an undisclosed location north of Capitina Island.
So
I'm
now,
gonna
are
take
you,
the boys next weekend.
Are you going?
And they do too.
Are you going to be back in time for Sunday for your boys to do anything for you for Father's Day, or is this excursion the Father's Day gift?
That's a really good question, Craig. We're probably going to get up early. Probably going to need a hydration or two on Sunday morning. There's a fancy golf course out here by the water. We'll probably slap the pillow around a little bit for 18 holes. Then we'll make it home just in time for the end of the U.S. Open and some crab legs.
Yeah.
We do on Father's Day at our house.
That sounds very nice.
Very nice.
What do y'all got planned? Well, Pete, well, heck, I know you don't have a Father's Day. Hey, Craig.
Yes, yeah, yes, what? Yes, Harry.
What do you got planned for Father's Day?
I might be out on the water Also at an undisclosed location.
I have plans on Father's Day. I'm going to be here playing in a poker tournament at Backstreets.
Oh, I didn't know there was a poker. Hey, where the heck is the commercial for that? I didn't know that was a thing. What the heck, guys?
You could sign up on a Facebook page.
Or is it like private? Is it invitation only?
No, it's public and it's free. There's no buy-in. There's a prize pool of $500 and... You know, and you just got to sign up on the Facebook page here at Backstreets.
Hey,
starts at 1 o'clock.
Poker, when the heck are you all going to be back at the, well, this is not the dump. Why don't you guys play poker down there anymore? I'd love to come down there and
I
think we got an announcement coming.
Stay tuned because that looks like we're going to be back there sooner rather than later. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Well, I'm all for that. I would love to stack some tips and go head to head with y'all guys. But Chris,
yes.
It sounds like you're more of a novice. I love the way Pete talks. He says you're more of a just throw the tips out there and see what happens type of guy.
Well, I tell you what, I am more of a novice. I got better. We did it for a couple of years. I was getting okay at it. Mm-hmm. I even met the Pete Shepard seal of approval a couple of times.
You did.
Well, that's good. I would love to come down there and sit with you guys and talk them around sometime. It'll be fun. I used to be a poker player myself before I had kids. Now I don't have much of a time. Golf and poker, it took the wayside. Now it's more flag football, baseball, and SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah, it's a whole parent thing. No, that'd be great when we start doing that again to have you hanging out with us. That'd be great.
But hey, y'all been down there? It's really fancy. It's out at the end of the road there.
It's beautiful.
They redone it. The Brass Tap is an awesome place. And, the food there and the drinks are awesome. My boy Dexter runs it over there. And Juan, the manager of the poker room, does a fantastic job. It really, really is night and day what it used to be.
Well, I can't wait to meet Juan. That's like a tongue twister. And I imagine if we could ever get a sports book going in this place, why can't we get that figured out, guys? What the heck is going on?
That's going to happen eventually, Harry.
Well,
don't worry.
We're going to be the 50th state to get it right. I thought we would have been one of the leaders on that deal.
So did I. It's ridiculous.
Well, I'm going to have to agree with you. Hey, y'all see how this is? Governor DeSantis may be up for the presidential election in 2024. You're foul.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. I like him. I don't get political, but, you know, only sometimes I wish he'd, you know, focus more on this state right now than running for president. But, look, we got to meet him in a flag football game about 5 years ago when he was a senator. Got to meet him and his lovely wife, shook his hand, and before we found out that we had a former Florida Gator in a flag football game playing against us, Chris Leak,
he was good.
That was not fair.
Well, that's definitely not fair. I'm pretty sure he won a tip back in the day. That's definitely not fair. I love you guys to death, but I bet you as far as athletic stature goes, I think Chris Leak, that is definitely unfair. That's not fair at all.
No doubt.
You guys put on a heck of a show, but I'm with you. I think that going up against national champions in football, I think we're past our prime in that regard.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Especially you had to play both sides of the ball. That was not pretty that day. Let me tell you, I couldn't walk for a week.
A lot of Ben Gay.
That's right. It's one thing to run. I run every day, but when you got to change direction, it's a disaster. Good luck. You got up in a wheelchair the next day.
Are you? You said you're a runner. You run. You get out there and run every day.
That's right. I get up every morning and run in my garage. I got one of those Peloton treads. I do boot camps and running in the morning.
I did not know that. What kind of equivalent distance do you do every day?
I try to do it between 2 and 3 miles in the morning.
Good for you, man.
In a boot camp. If I'm just running by myself, it's about 3. It's about a 5K.
Are you watching a show or something while you're doing it?
No, usually I'm paying attention. They got, if you ever seen a Peloton, they got trainers on there. Some are better than others. I'm a big fan of them. Selena, I can't pronounce her name, but she's pretty good.
They got trainers, digital trainers that are like yelling at you.
Oh, okay.
That kind of stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought those people are like real.
That's right. They're up in New York. They got some studio up there. They're,
oh,
you can't have people in there. Well, that's why Governor DeSantis probably would be president. Everybody from New York's moving down here.
That's true. All right. Well, listen, Harry, we'll let you get back to your undisclosed location. Have a wonderful Father's Day weekend.
You too, guys. Looking forward to what you got. Glad we had a few laughs.
Yep.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. And hey, Otis, why don't you buy the guys a drink and I'll reimburse you next time we get back together. We don't take cars in Backstreet.
Good idea.
Y'all
good
have
idea.
A great weekend, guys.
Comes with.
Harry Carey, everybody. And the Cubs did win.
They did win 1-0.
And speaking of Otis, he's sitting at the table where we got our swag, and he's like our official promotions director handing out our stuff for us. So that's all good.
Eating his BLT sandwich. I was like, get a big burger. Get something. Get a big steak sandwich. I don't know what, He gets a BLT.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing ever wrong with a BLT.
Can't go wrong with bacon.
I wanted to. Get a BLT on top of another sandwich. I don't know.
All right. We will close it out with what you got here at Backstreet Sports Bar Grill in the Cape, 47 Terrace. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN, Southwest Florida.
Time for those parting shots. It's what you got with Sheeman and Shepherd.
And what you got brought to you by Backstreet Sports Bar and Grill here in the Cape, 47th Terrace. Come on by. We are wrapping up here. We want to thank them. That's where we're at today. Great hospitality, as always. Certainly one of our great hangouts up here. As far as what you got, I believe. So, Rick Church, we got Rays and O's right after we get off the air, I believe, because that might be my game.
Yeah, I'm just checking on that. It looks like no, we are not. We are not carrying the Rays tonight.
Oh,
probably because it's hard to join it in progress the way that that's set up. So yeah, we're no Rays tonight.
Okay, I got. I tell you what, we will. Let's see. I'm gonna pick that game though. I think it's a layup. Rays and O's minus 1.5. That's where I'm going. I was three and one this week. Had a good week. Going to close it out with an easy one. Rays over the O's minus 1.5. Pete Shepard, what you got?
All right, I forget my record this week. I gave you the parlay one. I think I'm 2-2. I'm 2-3 going into tonight. So I'm going to give the Astros minus 160 over the White Sox. Astros minus 160 over the White Sox. There you go.
All right. Rick Church, any parting words of wisdom before you head off into the weekend?
Oh, you know, Craig, I didn't have any plans really for Father's Day this Sunday until you told me during Pigskin Picks that the Michigan Panthers were going to be on TV at noon. So I'm going to be kicking back with a cold beverage and some snacks, and I'm going to watch some USFL football. Yeah!
How about that?
Yeah,
how about
Father's
that?
Day.
Look at you watching USFL football.
That's big time.
That was sarcasm, by the way.
I know.
Whew. No, you should be doing is go to Top Gun.
He doesn't want to see it.
Maybe.
All right.
My son would love to see it, so I should probably be a good dad.
Yes, be a good dad. Well, listen, Rick, happy Father's
Thank
Day
you.
To you, nonetheless.
Yes, happy Father's Indeed. Day, absolutely.
And thanks for filling in. By the way, a little announcement. I'm on vacation next week.
Oh, that's right. You're gone.
This is getaway day for me.
You're gone. I'll be hosting next week with Cristobal.
Yeah.
If he ever gets back from Boston. My guess is he will be late on Monday.
Fact. Probably.
Absolutely. So, Rick, stand by.
All right. I'm always on standby.
All right. Thank you for Rick Church, for Chris, who's not even here.
And for Katie, our manager here, for Kara, for Cody on the floor, Krista behind the bar, all our great texters and listeners that showed up today. Thank you, guys. You're the best, as always.
And for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. Kudos to me. Happy Father's Day to everybody, my dad, my father-in-law, all you listeners out there. Have a great Father's Day weekend. God bless America and the world.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.